Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you have the post-Oscar blues? Tired of the same old, same old? There's Boyhood, but what about Girlhood? There's Birdman, but how about an Elephant Song? And there's 50 Shades of Grey, but wouldn't you like to see that with an all-female cast? Well, maybe. This week, I'm looking at three new movies. I got a coming-of-age drama from France, an erotic art house flick from the UK, and a psychological drama from Canada. Elephant Song, directed by Charles Bienaimé. So Michael, played by Xavier Dolan, is a patient in a Canadian mental hospital in the 1960s. And he's summoned to a therapy session, but his regular doctor isn't there. In his place is a new face, a certain Dr. Green, played by Bruce Greenwood. He's read his files and listened to the reel-to-reel tapes, and now he's there to set things straight. And he has no time for these psychological games, but games are exactly what Michael loves. So Dr. Green is a greenhorn in that office, but Michael knows every nook and cranny. He decides to take the doctor and the movie audience on a grand tour of his life, but on his own terms. And just outside the door, always listening, is Miss Peterson, a nurse, played by Catherine Keener. So Michael says he's the son of a famous opera singer, and toured the world as a child with her. And that's what sparked his love of elephants. Around the office, he uncovers hidden treasures which fit together like the missing pieces in a jigsaw puzzle, including a stuffed animal, a box of treats, and some hidden photographs that may be related to the doctor's disappearance. Dr. Green is convinced everything Michael says is a lie, and he suspects ulterior motives, possibly an escape plan from the high security facility. But what about the doctor's real reason for this question-answer session? And how about Nurse Peterson? How does she fit in to the puzzle? Elephant Song is not bad. It's a genuine psychological drama chess game between two equal players, sort of like the movie Sleuth, but shot in a soft photo focus lens. Acting's credible, but I don't know, the whole film has a slightly clunky wooden feel to it. It's like a stage play still in previews that hasn't quite found its rhythm. Girlhood, or Bande de Filles, written and directed by Céline Sciamma. Mariem, played by Khadija Touré, is a 15-year-old Parisian schoolgirl. She's shy, neat, and conscientious, careful not to agonize her abusive older brother as she feeds her sisters. Mariem likes school, she has a crush on a boy, and she's on the girls' tackle football team. She's no powder puff. She just wants to live a normal life, but everything changes when she's told her grades aren't good enough to go to an academic high school for her back. She's stuck to vocational school, and she's going to be cleaning offices like her mom for the rest of her life. Mortified, she runs out of the building, but she's called over by some tough girls cutting class. Lady Idiatu and Philly, played by Assa Sylla, Lindsay Caramo, and Maritou Touré. They're not like her. They use lots of makeup, have their hair ironed straight, dress in leather jackets, and carry switchblades. They're a gang of three and want a fourth member to complete their crew. But she's not like them, is she? Soon enough, though, she's shaking down girls for cash, going on trips into the city away from the desolate banlieue. And now she's going by the name Vic, short for Victoire. They get into fist fights with rival girl gangs. Losers are publicly shamed by getting their clothes pulled off in front of a crowd holding up their cameras. And the four friends' rules: stand up for yourself, don't let boys push you around, and only do what you want to do, not what others expect of you. But how much of a future does this gang have? Will she fall into organized crime, drugs, or the sex trade? This is a great coming-of-age story, told from the point of view of a young black Parisian woman living in the suburban public high-rises. It's a slice-of-life drama, not one with easily solved problems, but the cast, all first-time actors, is incredible, and the story is touching and realistic. The Duke of Burgundy, written and directed by Peter Strickland. Cynthia, played by Sidza Babette Knudsen, is a single woman who lives on an estate somewhere in Europe surrounded by fields and trees. She has auburn hair, long eyelashes, and a severe demeanor. She's a lepidopterist, and her mansion is filled with items from her collection, thousands of butterflies and moths, including the Duke of Burgundy, name of a butterfly, all carefully pinned and mounted in glass-covered wooden cases. She's a perfectionist. Each day she spends her time drawing precise diagrams on white charts and typing her observations on a manual Underwood typewriter. And every so often she ventures outside on her bike to give lectures to row after row of smart-looking women in smart dresses. There are no men in the entire movie. Evelyn, played by Chiara Dana, works for her as a maid. She's late for work and a bit confused about her duties, but Cynthia doesn't cut her any slack. She scolds her and wants her to do exactly what she's told or suffer the consequences. But she's given strange tasks for a cleaning woman. She's made to crawl around her hands and knees scrubbing the floor. She asks for a toilet break. Cynthia says, "No, not until I say you can." And meanwhile, she's polishing Cynthia's thigh-high black leather boots, kneeling on the floor, massaging her feet, or washing her boss's undergarments by hand. Thing is, she almost seems to want to be punished. What's going on, and why is Cynthia guzzling glass after glass of water for some unknown future punishment? Well, we discover it's all a fantasy, complete with wigs and costumes, a sort of role-playing exercise, a BDSM love affair between two women. And each of these scenes are repeated day after day with slight variations, almost an exercise in absurdity. Is this a parody of 70s softcore porn or an homage to it? I'm not sure which, but Peter Strickland is an experimental filmmaker, sort of a cross between Peter Greenaway and Quentin Tarantino, all done in a 70s style. I think it's interesting, but I can say it's not for everyone. Elephant Song, Duke of Burgundy, and Girlhood open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And this weekend, look out for the Canadian Screen Awards, our own Oscars. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.